Stonehenge Hacks.
Oh, ring-a-ding-ding. Ding. You got the kings. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Me, Nick Kappa, and the...
Hi, I'm Mike Goldstein.
Holy shit.
Wow. That's actually more your accent, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, g'day, dorks.
No, I can't do it. You're a fucking loser.
Yeah, that's a great impression, man. And with us, great guest, so fantastic... We got Prue Blake.
Hello, everyone. I'm just trying to get Mike Goldstein's voice in my head to do it. But
yeah, I can't do
it's
it
It's just not there. I guess he's just not distinctive.
No, maybe we've been shot by the sniper too many times. We're too afraid to do it, you know?
It's hard to do an impression of an unmemorable man. Yeah. You know what I mean?
We were talking,
a man with no characteristics.
We were talking the other day about how funny it is that he's the Andy... To Andy from Hamish and Andy.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. That's actually a good burn. Yeah. You're the Andy to Andy. Fuck, man.
That's down the line.
Oh, God. He's going to fucking hate this episode.
No, we've talked about that before.
Yeah, that's come up.
I think Ganju brought it up. It was very funny. Yeah. But we're at Brett's house. This is amazing, mate. It's a beautiful house.
Thank you for having me.
It's like a luxury villa.
Things are going okay.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, my bank account's not reflecting it, but Yeah.
If you spend all your money and enjoy credit card debt, then things are great.
Oh, man, I'm getting all these Qantas points, so it doesn't matter. I can fly wherever I want. It's free money. Yeah, to hide from my debt now. Yeah, I'm going to Mexico. It's fucked, yeah.
My wife is Brett's Qantas points coach. Mm. You know, tells him what to do.
Yeah.
How to get. I didn't know you could pay your rent, though.
With Qantas points.
You can't. No. You've got to pay cash for that.
At this point, it's legal tender. But imagine what your rent would be in Qantas points. It's like 100,000 Qantas points a week.
I mean, I don't know what the conversion rate is, but I figured out I can fly all around America for free. I can go to Hawaii, then LA, Texas, New York, and back.
On your points?
On the points.
Interesting. Any upgrades?
No, I don't think it's like, it's not that good. Okay. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't think they're letting me have a bag either. You know what I mean? It's like, and I can't choose my seat.
Oh, yeah. If they kind of like shove you in the toilets.
Yeah, it's going to be real shit. Yeah.
My wife got us a free trip with the points, which is great for Mike's wedding in Hawaii. Mm. But then we got to come back via Hobart, then Adelaide. Hobart, then Adelaide, then back to Melbourne. So it's going to be a great
trip. Someone was telling me, like, the points thing, it's, like, never anything, like, a convenient way. It's always fucking... I try to get to Perth on the point. They're like, oh, would you like to go at 11:30 at night or 5 a.m.? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Neither. Yeah. Okay, well, we don't have any flights available.
Well, then use cash, champ.
Yeah.
Pay with real money.
Yeah, be an adult. Yeah. Be a real man. And I was like, fuck, have I known this? I probably still would have got the credit card.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I always do the 5 a.m. Perth flight. It's great. You sleep for the first couple of hours.
You are a stupid man. Yeah. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I get there early. I have a little
Well, you get there at 6 a.m. because the time zone change.
And you can't go anywhere. You're just like, okay, I'm carrying around a suitcase for six hours.
I have a little breakfast. I do some writing. By that time, it's ready to check in.
I hate all this. Yeah.
None of that writing is going to be useful.
No. And it's like 48 degrees, dude. Yeah.
I'd love to
10 o'clock flight. That's my 10 a.m.
Yeah,
and then you get there.
To be honest, I like a lunch.
Lunch flight.
Because then you don't have to get up really early to get to the airport on time. You're missing all of the peak hour traffic.
Yep.
You rock up, you have your beer, you go to the gate.
It's not bad to start. Oh, yeah, and then you can start drinking, you know?
You can start drinking. You just have a nice day.
Yeah, but you kind of waste the day, you know?
You waste the day.
You get there at lunchtime.
Get up at 4 a.m. So you can write at a Perth airport.
And then you're writing this material. How good is it getting the 5 a.m. flight? Yeah. Nobody's going to go for that.
I love taking my time. I'm there. It's so nice.
Then you got to get up at like 3. That's insane.
Yeah, it does suck.
He's coming around full circle.
Yeah, Kappa, you work nights. Mm. This is what you have to remember.
Yeah, I know, but I run off no energy. You know, I like burning the candle.
You like burning the candle at both ends.
I have my little catch up sleep on the plane. It's beautiful. You know.
Do you ever freak out about drooling on the plane?
Yeah, I've slept a few times with my mouth open.
Yeah, I've done that.
On the plane, and my wife's taking photos of me doing this. One time Mike put paper in my mouth.
It was terrible.
Do you know what? Say what you want. Friend. Bullying is funny.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny. Yeah.
I was on the plane with Gabba recently and he's either snoring his head off or I turn over and he's like, he's drawing. I'm like, oh, that's nice, like a child. He's enjoying his little colouring in books.
I was seeing Kappa doing a bit of a doodle.
He loves a doodle, but I turn around and like he's got ink on his face and shit. I was like, what the fuck's going on? Like the pen exploded and he keeps going and he's like touching everything and there's like his hands are covered in it. He's got this new jersey that's covered in it and the lady next to him has got like a nice dress on and she's having like a visible panic attack about you touching everything. And I was like, this rules.
Yeah,
it sounds
so good.
Like you could be the new Australian Mr. Bean with sketches like that. Doing the little accidental Hitler mustache.
Yeah.
Making it worse.
But we were walking behind that lady.
Material.
Yeah. We were walking behind the lady to get the bags at the end and she was just telling a friend, she's like, and he had ink everywhere. And then I was like, fuck, man, you must have really...
That's heaven. I love hearing someone rip into your mate.
Yeah, it was good.
As you like walk behind them.
I was like, man, like honestly, this is the least annoying thing he's done in the last 24 hours. Yeah, so enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're lucky.
Yeah.
You're doing well. Bit that's the only run-in you've had.
Yeah. And then you sent me a picture once of you on a plane. You're like, fuck, happened to me as well.
Yeah, I was writing the thing and mine exploded as well. And I was like, I'll send him this, he'll love this. Because I was like, what idiot does that? And then 2 minutes later, it happens to me, of course. Yeah.
For those that don't know, what we do is we, a spinning wheel decides what we go through in each other's phones.
Oh my God.
So I don't know, maybe we'll pass our phones to the left. So Puri, you can go through my phone.
Okay.
Brett, you'll go through Puri's phone.
Great.
And Brett, I'll go through your phone.
I've got nothing in my internet search history because I keep it private.
Okay.
So you're going to have to find something else.
All right. Hiding some demons, huh?
Yeah, but everyone knows when I'm looking at my phone. It's porn. Yeah, move on. You know what I mean? What else is going
to
be?
I feel like it's a lot of porn and then what does it mean to be lonely?
Yeah.
Those really deep 3 a.m. searches.
What can I spend my Qantas points on rent?
Yeah. We're giving Huey shit last night because we went through his phone and he had porn, then the cricket scores.
And then porn again?
Yeah, that's what I imagine, Huey.
Yeah.
The cricket scores are the big finish for Huey.
Yeah, that's
3 days.
He's edging until he gets to the scores.
He's edging until he gets to the scores. Benny Blatt's.
Benny
fuck
really
yeah.
Let's loose.
They're at T. Time to bust one out. Oh, no. The Windies are up.
Oh, no.
Ah, God damn.
Got to stretch it out. It's a 3 day series.
Yeah. I've got a pretty ominous search in mind. If it lands on that, I was trying to do a sketch the other day because you know how you when you're moving, you just find cords everywhere.
Yeah,
like you just find cords fucking everywhere, and we're moving house, and all I do is just keep finding bags of cords, and I don't know what they do or whatever. And so I just thought I'd do this sketch about always finding cords, and I thought, oh, the end of the sketch would be funny is if I Google how to hang yourself with electrical cords, you know what I mean? Or how to make a noose with electrical cords.
Yeah, okay.
And then I Googled that and I was screen recording it for the sketch and then it just brought up Lifeline, like on the thing.
Oh, straight away.
Yeah. I'm like, fuck, I hope the police don't come to the house or something like that. You
just
know
a little welfare check.
They go, oh, quick, hurry up. We saw you Google this. Oh, shit. And I'm like, oh, no, sorry, guys. I'm just a comedian.
And really,
part of
that's
my work.
I'm just a comedian.
Like, oh, hang on, it's a double alert.
Yeah. Go quicker.
I love how you got so much faith in the cops. They'd be like, as if they're going to be like checking your Google thing. If they were, they'd be coming over for a different fucking reason. I'll give you the hot tip.
But I do like that you're preempting, asking questions about it.
It's pretty cool that Google goes Lifeline. Like,
yeah,
you
but
could
it
be
also
making a noose to like catch a cow.
So if I Google right now how to hang yourself, it will come up
be
with
funny
Lifeline.
If it doesn't do it for you, Brett.
Yeah, it just says do it. How to
don't Google how to hang yourself. That could lead to, I reckon the police will come.
Also,
in.
Why would I need a Google? I'm very good at knots. Mm-hmm. But
also I feel like Lifeline.
Yeah, no, Lifeline comes straight up.
Wow.
Fuck. That's
so it must be any search.
Yeah.
With kind of hang.
I don't want to make light of it, but I am anyway.
Well, maybe read out the lifeline number for everyone.
Oh, yeah, that's a good. That's
yeah.
1-800 hot sluts. No, it's 13, 11, 14. Don't do it.
I think you need it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think you call that once you've called hot sluts too many times.
Yeah. Eventually, it doesn't auto divert.
Yeah.
Three calls to hot sluts and then straight to lifeline.
It just goes to lifeline. Well, I'm still horny. Yeah.
Okay, you can't be helped.
Yeah. You're a lifeline person. What are you wearing? Don't make me do it.
Yeah, I got ropes. Get rid of the ropes. Okay, but I'm still horny. but guys, it's great. Last episode, I forget what we had Damien Power. Really good episode. Go check it out. We didn't do any hacks. We kind of haven't been doing the hacks lately, but there's some good notes there. And we're still getting blowback from Chloe Madryn. Sent a message to Donald Trump's, one of his leading advisors, because she found out that he followed.
Oh,
yeah, he followed her on Instagram.
Oh, okay, yeah.
His name is Gorkin or something.
Gorkin.
Yeah,
Gorks.
Okay. Yeah, Gorks.
I think I saw that, and you made us send a video. Said Gork on this or something.
Yeah, Gork on this.
And
it's
like Marge Simpson naked.
Yeah.
That's classic phone hacks.
Yeah. Real highbrow shit.
Gorkin should have known. Oh, that's phone hacks.
It's so funny because
Gork should have known. Yeah. This is the classic, the boys again. Yeah.
They love that Marge picture. I think you've shown me that Marge picture.
Yeah, it's so funny, man, because, you know, my wife's just used to this. This is my part of my work is I go and I talk about this shit and Brett's disgraceful. But you have to tell your partner, I'm driving from North Melbourne to possibly send a photo of a nude Marge Simpson to somebody to talk about that. You know what I mean?
Can we just rewind Dan back? Andrews. You go, I have to do this. My wife knows about it. Brett's disgraceful. And you have to how am I disgraceful? How am I getting dragged down? What have I done? You're in my fucking house, mate. You're using my equipment.
Yeah, but man, this is just part of your life.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I've got nothing else going on. I'm just watching Deepwater Horizon and I was eating chicken Kievs from Aldi.
Yeah, yeah.
What's that number for Lifeline again?
Read it out again, Brett.
Yeah, it's so funny, man, because I'm like, you know, you live with someone, you're happily married, but then you come over here and I see you eating a chicken Kiev, watching a movie with John Malkovich and Kurt Russell, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I wish I was single again. It's pretty good, dude. An Aldi Kiev. Yeah. Like,
in the morning.
Yeah.
Aldi Kiev before noon.
Oh, man, I don't know why I'm going through an obsession with Aldi chicken tenders and their Kiev. I don't know why. I'm like, fuck.
Is it crumbed? Can we hear more about this Kiev?
Yeah, it's crumbed and then it's got the, you know, that cheesy bit in the middle. I don't know why. I'm obsessed with it at the moment. No ham. No, it's just like a garlicky sauce.
Yeah, nice.
Garlicky cheesing. It's fucking shit. It can't be real chicken because when you cut it, doesn't look right.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like all one texture.
Yeah, it's like compressed glue of chicken.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is it really briny? Is it like full of water?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Sometimes you buy like a cheap pork from Aldi or something and it's just full of
brine. It really shrinks.
Yeah. My wife hates it, but I don't mind it. If I'm hungover and I get something salty and briny.
You want something really?
Give it to me. Give me some fucking, give me some water.
That was me this morning. I was like, I'm not hungry now, but if I put him in there for an hour, we'll eat them.
That's planning ahead.
Yeah. So you haven't eaten them yet?
No, I've eaten them.
Okay.
I'm about to go crash rapidly. Yeah, I've got there's a reason I got the coffee here.
It is funny that a Kiev is like carbs, protein and fat all in one perfect little package.
Well, man, I scanned it on the health app and it says it's pretty healthy. I was like, don't tell me this. It can't be.
It's chicken breaded, deep fried and stuffed with butter.
Yes. Hey, look, I don't create the app. I'm merely just a man following my way.
Are you looking it up on Candy Crush or some shit?
You're killing it, dude.
Yeah, really finding an app that's like compared to, like six pepperoni pizzas from Domino's. Well, it's pretty healthy.
I think it's got a lot of chicken because it's got protein. So it's like, oh, yeah, you're hitting that goal. But I can't imagine.
Yeah, but you can't eat any carbs or fat for the rest of the day or salt.
It's all your daily. Yeah. It's the full amount.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's 3,000 kilojoules.
That's one chip
and that'll knock you into fully fat.
I'm already there, brother.
Yeah, it was wild. Brett, you and I the other night, I had two gigs locked in and I got extremely drunk the night before, and I think you did too. Oh, no, you worked the night before.
And I had
a
night
shift. And then you go, hey, mate, we'll record a podcast, and why don't you, the gig is in Brunswick. Why don't we go to Brunswick? You have a few beers at the RSL, then we'll go and do this gig, and then you can go ahead and do Rochi after the gig. I rock up. It was a good gig, good at Creature Bar. Man, that is a cool bar, huh?
It's fucking cool.
Creature Bar. Yeah. New gig.
Yeah, it's a new gig upstairs. But I like their logo. It's like green and it's got purple around. It's got like a, a spooky font.
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. It's really cool. And the bar's really nice. But the only thing that pissed me off is when you go into a bar sometimes and you tell them they got a nice bar, they fucking act weird. You're like, hey, man, this is a great venue. I really like it. They're like, oh, thanks, man.
They think you're coming onto them.
Yeah. I'm hitting on a fucking 80-year-old lady.
To be honest, you're on a raging hard on and ask, where's Thelma?
No, I asked, where's Scrappy?
Scrappy, okay.
Well, he started screaming, it's Scrappy Dappy Doo!
Yeah. Mate, if you look in the mirror, you're looking pretty scrappy.
All right, you're in my house, fuck off,
yeah.
Gun.
Yeah,
but it was crazy because I got drunk the night before. I was at a concert, that's fine.
Okay? That's allowed.
And then Kino messaged me from Rochi and he goes, man, don't bother coming to the second gig. It's pretty grim.
Okay.
So I go, okay, I'll go on last. Then you and I get absolutely paralytic again.
At the Coburg RSL?
No, at this gig. At this Creature Bar.
Well, you had one beer here and then I was like, fuck, this is nice. So I had a night shoot. So I worked till 7 a.m. and then I slept till like 3. So I was all out of it. But then I had one beer. I was like, fuck, this
is
going
down. It's funny, the idea of you, Brett. I feel like your whole personality is loving beer.
It is.
But like you forget every day. And you're like, oh, this is delicious.
Yeah. Man, I wish you were wrong because it's about that time now where I'm like, man, this morning I'm like, I'm never drinking again.
Yeah.
I hate my life. I tried to jump into a pool at a bar, that bar I was talking about, they had a swimming pool. My cousin had to stop me from getting into the pool. It's not a pool you're meant to swim in.
Why do they have a pool that you can't swim in?
Exactly. Yeah. These were all my arguments.
Fault.
And then I was like, you're a fucking piece of shit. And now about now I'm like, man, I could really go a beer. And then it just starts again. It's like Finding Nemo.
We should do a rom-com about it. It's like 50 First Dates.
Yeah.
But you're the woman with amnesia.
Yeah. Man, I wish this was...
But just from like...
50 First Beers.
50 First Beers. And it's just from alcohol and juice, like brain cell loss.
Oh, man, I reckon I've got a full smooth brain. Like I did an IQ test in high school and I'd love to do one again to see the dramatic...
I don't think you want to see...
No. I want to...
I think being like... Comedy's like that though. I think I find a lot of comedians are like that. Is they're either super smart but then dumb in some other way.
Yeah.
Where they can't put a foot in front of the other or can't work out how to be like fully funny.
Oh, it's like when you try and catch an airplane with a comedian.
Yeah.
And then they just can't find they're just so useless in an airport.
Yeah.
And I'm going, you do the smartest comedy, you're an award-winning comedian, but you can't find your gate for the life of you. Like, what is going on here?
Man, when you're on roadshow, I swear to God, I want to fucking neck so many comics. You're like, you end up hating people. You're like, what do you mean you've fucking forgotten your bag again?
How do you exist? Man. Or you've locked yourself out of your room or you've...
Or they're like, I need a ride to here. And like everyone's got a beach thing planned and they're like, well, I need to stop off here. And then it's 1 minute from the hotel and you're like, you could have fucking walked.
Yeah.
You could have walked.
Just do your own thing.
Yeah.
What do I do with my key? Oh, do I have to return it? Yeah, you got to return your fucking room key. You fucking idiot.
You post it in a box that says return key.
But I shat on people, but I fucking did it the other week and I was like, I was determined never to be this person.
Mm.
But we're doing Grapes of Mirth and I was fuck-eyed, obviously. I forgot I love beer again.
Ooh, that's delicious.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm feeling a bit queasy after I'm hungover on the plane.
Yeah.
Oh, what is this substance that you put in my hand?
This golden nectar of the gods.
God, it's making me feel good. Like a scene from Popeye. And I was wipe out drunk and then it was like 12 o'clock and we go to the hotel and Merrick goes, oh, here's your room key. And I go, thanks. And like, I don't know what happened. Within 5 seconds, I'm like, I don't know where the fuck my hotel room key is. Could not find it. Somehow lost it. He had to go get me another one. And then he goes, this is a number. Then I lost the piece of paper that says the number on it. So he spent half an hour and I was tapping on every door. It was an outdoor venue to get it. And then I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm not normally this person. I left half my bags in the car park and then my other half in there. And then he got lost. Oh. It was like a hot, full hour debacle of just two idiots. I was like, I am never this person. And I'm like, can you take me to my room? Help me. I was just going to sleep outside. Yeah. It was easier.
I'm just a little baby.
Oh,
that's so funny. But, man, that's not, I don't know, I guess that's not being, that's like self-lobotomy.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff. You know what I mean? You hit your
it ain't sober.
With that hammer. Yeah.
If you're doing that shit sober, I want to fucking kill you.
It's crazy on comedy tours. Once I was on a showcase thing and it was like a beautiful view. So I was just like, hey, why don't we get some prawns and some cheap champagne or something and look over the ocean, you know, so I bought some and
okay, it was good. Okay, Mr. Smooth.
It was good. Trying to fuck on roadshow, brother. Yeah.
Ooh, prawns and Prosecco.
Yeah, turn me down. Okay. Sean Woodland turned me down. No.
Yeah, I just got this extra brutal. Large condom. I just found them.
Yeah.
It's at the bottom of the prawns.
Rowan Arneal sucked me off though, so I don't know if he listens, But yeah, and then everyone just looked at me like I was the most innovative guy ever. Like, oh, what? You just didn't go to your motel room before the show? Like, that's what we would have done. Don't you just walk into
and just sit quietly with nothing to do.
Watch TV.
Just stare at the wall.
You see what Gabby did? He got prawns and champagne. It was crazy. And I'm like, what normal people would do with a view?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. This thing called the shops.
It was unbelievable. Yeah, yeah. I talked to a friend about this the other day and I said, you know, what do you do if you've got an hour between gigs or you just have like a bit of time to kill? I was like, I love going to like a little pub by myself in the afternoon. You have a pint, maybe do some writing.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bowl of chippies, treat yourself.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Maybe a beer. Oh, hello.
Maybe a beer, maybe a bowl of chippies.
What's this magical substance again?
Yeah, blow your own mind with how good it is and then carry on.
Brett gets the laptop and the quill. He's all ready to go. He's got a bunch of ideas. Then he's like, oh, beer.
And just everything goes out the window. Yeah,
tapping someone on the shoulder. Excuse me, what do you have in that large frosty glass?
And then I have one sip and I'm like, I want to jump in this pool. Yeah.
The laptop is just slammed down. Yeah. The quill goes into someone's face.
The shirt's off. Who wants to wrestle?
Nah, mate, I'm exactly the same. I am usually hungover or something. Then I'll see my barbecue. Mm. And I'm like, you know what would be good with this?
Hey, everybody, a huge deal for all the Phone Hacks listeners. Get across to NordVPN and you will find that you can use whatever you want on the internet, wherever, whenever, across the globe.
Man, I love NordVPN.
Yeah?
Like when I was in Malaysia and there's certain websites you cannot go on in Malaysia.
Oh, they block,
They block the naughty
the good
stuff
ones.
Or the private stuff.
Uh-huh.
I jumped on that NordVPN and boy, I was lonely. No more.
Well, you're still lonely.
I wasn't lonely for 5 minutes.
I think actually you were at your loneliest.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter how lonely I was. Uh-huh. I had a good time.
Okay, there you go.
And I love, man, sometimes when I want to buy American stuff, mm-hmm. It doesn't even let you. It says, oh, this is only available in America.
Yeah.
If you want to buy like an audiobook or something. NordVPN, no way, baby.
Yeah.
I go on that thing, I can buy whatever I want. I'm buying audiobooks, I'm buying whatever.
Man, one of my favorite TV shows of all time, Nathan For You, was only accessible on the American Netflix. And so I bought NordVPN just to watch all of that and then ended up using it for various other things, including but not limited to... Rotten.com.
Is Rotten.com still going?
I have no idea.
Oh, man, that's great.
But, you know, probably what your favorite website is.
Yeah. If you want to see a shit fountain.
Yeah, get across, dude. Use the unique code phone no hacks. That's phone no hacks, all one word, PHONENOHACKS, to get a great deal on NordVPN. Cap, tell them about the special offer.
Yes, you get 2 years with a discount plus 4 extra months plus an Uber Eats voucher, which is crazy. Yeah. So for listeners in the US,
UK, AU, CA, AU's Australia, for those who don't know, who purchase any two-year plans will receive Uber Eats vouchers as follows. Standard, $10, plus $20, complete, $30, and ultimate, $30. For English-speaking countries, the deal sweetens with an additional 4 extra months on the two-year plan with the Uber Eats vouchers. So, Mike, you're eating and browsing.
The dream, man.
Yeah, so this exclusive deal is only applicable for users connecting from the USA, the UK, AU, and CA. Get on it. Get some Uber Eats vouchers. And, man, that is cheap. That is so cheap.
That is
and
cheap.
And you can look for whatever you want.
Yeah.
You can, like, get whatever videos.
You're back to videos, yeah?
Yeah, you can get videos. You can scroll articles.
Yeah.
Some articles, not available.
Nah.
You know, but you're Norton.
Yeah.
Once you're on the Nord.
Yeah.
You're fucking.
You're Edward Norton over here. Yeah, dude. Get on the Nord VPN. Yeah. Use the unique code PhoneNoHacks. I believe there will be a link in the description of this episode and future apps. So click on that. Get Nord VPN and surf the World Wide Web at your leisure.
Surf it.
Just a little sip of a beer. I wonder if I have a beer in the fridge. You go, yeah. Oh, bloody hell. This I got is one. Really good.
Man, I don't know why I do it to myself. I got a fucking fully loaded beer fridge out there. And I was like, even just before when I was getting a fucking a coconut water, I'm like, fuck, that looks pretty good. Even though this morning I was like, just like crawling to the kitchen like, for a glass of water. Never again.
But yeah, what were you saying, mate? You were talking to a friend about usually have a little beer.
Yeah, and they just said it never occurred to them to go sit in a bar by themselves.
Oh, yeah.
It's my favorite thing in the world.
It's my favorite thing.
So when you got nothing to do is just to go sit in an empty pub. Oh, yeah. Love it.
Great.
At the time when no one else is at the pub, it's the best.
When every cunt's there, it ruins it. But if you're just there by yourself, so even that rare month where I didn't drink, I'd still go and just have like a zero alcohol beer and go, fuck, this is all right, you know?
Yeah, man. But it's got to be the right pub, hey?
It's got to be the right pub.
It's got to be locally owned.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's got to have no TVs or anything in it.
No TVs.
I think it can, but it's just got to be like a cutesy, like it's got to be a barfly pub.
Yeah,
in my
opinion.
I think.
I hate when there's like horse races and shit on like that. Yeah.
I don't mind if there's darts or something on.
Darts? No. Darts. We love darts. I'm darts poor, but I just don't. You know those big shit Perth bars that they have,
and
they got
18
screens and fucking digital dogs racing.
Yeah, that messes with my brain.
Yeah, insane.
Sydney City. It's hard to find a pub like that.
A nice place to hang out.
Yeah. But once you go Surrey Hills, it's all right.
Yeah, those outer suburb areas have got great bars.
But then you're just like, fuck, Sydney, Melbourne. There's too many pubs. There are too many pubs here.
It's hard. It's not our fault that it's so nice to get rid of a pub.
Yeah. But in Sydney, every time I go to Sydney, I like to go get a beer and just stare. It sounds lame, but I just like to stare at the Sydney Harbour Bridge. I think it's fucking sick.
Yeah.
That little area there where the wharf is, as soon as I get to Sydney, I got to do that in the first couple of days, just have a beer, watch the boats come in. Yeah. It's fucking, I don't know if it's lame or whatever. Yeah,
Nothing lame about being impressed by our glorious infrastructure.
Exactly, it's a beautiful bridge. The sun's setting, it's fucking amazing.
The triumph of man over nature.
Exactly.
Yeah. Sometimes I do forget because I think as you get older, you appreciate that stuff more. And sometimes I do, because I'm 10 years older than my wife, sometimes I'll say stuff like, would you just look at that bridge? Would you just look at that bridge? You know, that's a beautiful bridge.
Yeah.
And because she's like 30, she's like, you're still in that stage where you're like, I do not give a fuck about
I've not
about
paid
bridges.
Attention to anything like that.
The Deepwater Horizon I was just watching, the thing floats, the pontoon or whatever, the oil rig floats, and I'm like, oh, I've got to watch a documentary on how they make that.
That is interesting.
I want to know more.
I'm really in my dad phase over here. Got the recliner leather chair over there, the lazy boy cracked a beer. Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's go deep on this.
Yes. I'll forget it all after I crack that beer, though. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it never goes in. It's never retained.
No.
But that's why you can keep enjoying life.
Yes.
I can watch that documentary on pontoons 15 times.
This is the fifth time I've seen this movie, and I keep watching the same movies again. Again.
Yeah, you never get past the pontoon.
No,
you're like, I better watch this documentary.
All right, guys.
All right,
what do you say we get into the bloody phones?
Right.
Oh.
Okay. Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right, so I'll do the spinning wheel and then that'll decide what Prue goes through in my phone.
Right.
I'm actually nervous a little bit because I've started doing voice messages to myself, and sometimes I leave them when I'm drunk. So you'll get to maybe hear drunk
Brett.
Oh,
I love that.
This is funny. And it's never funny.
Can you bring yourself to listen to it again?
Oh, I listen to it in the morning, and it's, sometimes it's just like me just slurring, like, this is the best joke ever. I'm like, I wake up, I'm like, that's the shittest joke that
that would destroy
ever.
Me.
Oh, my God.
To find out what I think funny is funny when I'm drunk.
I think I actually, well, there you go. Friday, 38 seconds. Oh, yeah, there's a few here.
Prue God. Has landed on search history. So
search history.
Hopefully there's not too much boring stuff in there.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, a little pre-check.
Yeah, no, I just, because do you know why? It's not a pre-check in terms of anything dicey. It's just boring shit.
Okay, well immediately.
There's so much boring shit.
Meet your stronger self, youtube.com.
Oh, what's that?
What is that? Okay, someone's going through a time.
Yeah. You got a problem with your body, do you, mate?
Meet your stronger self. Fuck, I do not remember this, but it's some chick
is
doing...
Is this a photo of me? Yes,
yeah, roasted. Some chick
doing... Oh, she's doing pull-ups in a wheelchair.
Oh, it's kind of like an inspirational.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Dude, that is weird. What time of night were you looking at that?
I don't know, man. I don't know. That's some real weird shit.
Meet your stronger self. That was good. Okay.
Yeah.
What else have we got? We've got Moonlight Bush Cinema.
Moonlight Bush Cinema.
Yeah. Is that porn or?
I hope so. Because it sounds lame otherwise.
It sounds like
it's just a nice time.
Yeah.
It's like a romantic day.
Moonlight Bush Cinema, I guess that might be part of this festival Brett and I are performing at. I was trying to find when we're on.
Oh, yeah.
Brett and I are performing at some Buschdorf tomorrow and it's going to be fucked.
Oh, yeah, 36 degrees in a bush stuff.
And you know one of those ones where you don't, like someone goes, are you available to do this gig? And then you don't think about it. And then you look at how far it is and you're like, I'd rather just be at home.
Yeah. But and there are always ones where they're like, we'll pay you $200.
Yeah.
And which when they book it 8 months out and you don't have much work on that week seems great.
Oh, yeah.
But when you're faced with the reality of it, you're going, that is not enough.
Yeah. That's 8 hours.
Yeah.
Fuck. But, hey, look, we're doing it. And it's going to be something.
Yeah. $350, but you're like, I can't. I don't know. I'll just do it.
I'd rather just watch Deepwater Horizon.
How to make a noose out of cords. Yeah, that's there.
Yeah.
After you watched, you Googled Dr. Robot Nick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is actually good. This is good. Because. Our producer and also comedian, the guy who runs Good Chat Comedy Club, Jake, have you met him
before? I've met Jake, yeah.
Yeah, he's like a big dude who's bald and he's got a beard and he wears these little circle glasses. Yeah,
massive beard.
Yeah. And I was like, he looks like that cunt from Sonic.
Kind of Brisbane's first hipster.
Yeah. I was like, he looks like that cunt from Sonic the Hedgehog, and Cap is like, Dr. Robotnik, and I was like, more like Dr. Robot Little Dick, and I was like, we just laughed for 3 hours straight.
And then is that you staying up at night going, I've got to verify that joke was
I think you were trying to make an
equitable roast.
Dr. Robot Little Dick, we're trying to make a little meme and send it to him. We're in the car in Adelaide. We mustn't have said anything funny in a long time, but an hour straight, we were just folded, like, I don't know why, that was good.
The painting from Ghostbusters, I'll talk to you about that one later.
Bill Burr being sober?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know Bill Burr was sober.
Just looking out for a mate?
Well, how long has he been sober for?
I don't know, 2 or 3 years apparently. Yeah.
Really?
Two or three years. One of your next search was Bill Burr sober start date on Reddit. So you were concerned about that at the time as well.
It did come up and I was like, I wonder how much,
How long he's been. I knew he's in and out of it all the time, like he'd have big gaps off of it.
Does he?
Yeah.
I don't know, but yeah. I was like, because I feel like the last couple of specials have been okay, but he set the bar so high that it was hard to...
I think there's a reason. A lot of comedians now, they're trying to look after their health. They're not drinking as much. There's less drugs.
Yeah.
I think it makes comedy worse.
I'm still flying the flag over here, guys.
No.
I'm saying it's bad now because there's all these fucking drink cards and no one drinks them.
Yeah, you can just go wild.
And I'm just fucking going ham.
Oh, man. Yeah, that is terrible. I got catfish on Tuesday night and it's awful. No one drinks and I know I'm going to have a table full of cards where I'm like, I'm going to have 80 of these.
This is all me. I'm taking it down.
Yeah, I'm taking all of this down.
This sounds like the beginning of a joke, and then you can probably have it back because otherwise it just seems like a lot of searches for Nick Capper on YouTube.
Yeah.
You're looking at Googling yourself. That's fucking sad. Yeah, yeah.
The Morse code sound for nothing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so this is part of this movie that this short film that me and a friend have made. And, yeah, we looked up. There's a Morse code for nothing.
As in like, they're just not sending a message but they have a beep for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was like, we're trying to look up Morse code and there's a Morse code generator you can find on the internet. How good
is
that?
Wow, what a busy Friday.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that number for Lifeline again? Yeah. Fuck me.
Mate, it's all part of creating art. And then I had something else here that I was...
Something you'd planned it to talk about.
Yeah.
This is part of his art.
Sometimes I put it in and I'm like, oh, yeah. What the hell was that? Oh, because it's got... Tell you what, it's got a lot of my shit and stuff. It's because it's got my YouTube searches here, which is kind of annoying. Anyway, stuff... Anyway, that's just shit. But anyway, thank you for that. Thank you.
Yeah, I feel like I've gotten a deep look into the mind of Nick Capper now.
Yes.
God, and you can never look back.
You can never.
It's so crazy.
Turn around.
I'm going to need a few beers tonight.
Yeah.
Try and forget.
Get that smooth brain going.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny because it does show you YouTube. So it just shows like if people didn't know that I was looking at my YouTube, it would just be like, oh, Nick Capper searched 8 Tool songs in a row. You know what I mean? All right, so let's go through Prue's phone. Yeah. She's going to hand her phone to Brett. Is there anything you don't want us to go into, Prue? You know what I mean?
You know what? I'll know it when you find it, I think. There's nothing off the bat.
Nothing off the bat? Yeah. All right, let's go through it.
Oops. All right, he's got the wheel of death going. Yeah,
the wheel of death.
The wheel of death.
Do they add a sound effect in, or should I do it?
It used to have it, but it doesn't have it.
I've got a sound effect on this thing, but I don't know what it is.
I'll do it. Hit it.
Let's just hit it.
Okay.
Well, we didn't hear anything.
Yeah, we didn't hear it.
But hopefully, the listeners
did. It'll be in the file, so I don't know what it is.
All right.
There's one of them that goes Migos when I crash on a motorbike, and it's like going, "You bitch."
All right. Yeah, when you fell off.
Yeah.
All right, so Prue, we got photos.
Photos.
Camera roll.
All right, looking through it. It's just going to be real nice things, isn't it?
Nice things or like really bitchy screenshots?
Really bitchy screenshots.
Yeah, I can see a couple of screenshots. Actually, within three.
Was
that a screenshot of... A comedian?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll stay away from that one because I know who that is and I know it would be some great content. Actually, what is... No. All right. Wholesome.
Pretty wholesome on the photos.
Pretty wholesome on the photos. Yeah, mine are boring.
That's your Adelaide venue. There's just a photo of burnt toast.
Yeah, that was for promo reasons.
Oh, really?
You know, I learned how to make an Instagram, like put a picture into the background of an Instagram. You know when you repost something and it does that ugly color that it picks out from the picture and it looks horrific?
But you can
actually get a photo and then put that in the background and make it look a little bit better. I was actually promoting Irvi Majumdar's show Burnt.
Okay.
And that's why it was Burnt Toast.
There's some more screen grabs of comedians. The same one again?
The same one again. I must have been on one.
Yeah. God, the group chat would have been firing this weekend.
When the gift gives, really, you can't let it go, hey?
You can't let it go. When someone's rubbed you the wrong way and then you can find fault with anything they've ever done forever.
I mean, this one could be controversial. I'll stay away from that one.
Yeah. They're annoying. Annoying as hell.
I think you've got the same people I screen grab. Yeah.
That's good to know. That's how we get along, Brett.
Yeah. We're both bitches.
There was a guy that Nighty was on a movie with and...
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling. He's so annoying.
Oh, my God. I'm always screenshotting his Instagram. Kills me.
What's a nice little beautiful selfie? You've got nothing good. It's just wholesome content.
I think I'm just a wholesome person.
Yeah, you've got nothing... Look, I think it's uneventful.
With brief moments of being a little bitch.
Cute pic. Check out this dog shit open mic comedian. Cute, and this one I like because I think because recently you've gotten engaged, and yeah. I think I found the section where you're like
trying to get the ring in,
trying to get the ring in, do the photo. So there's like a couple of takes of you with the ring showing.
It's so awkward to get in. Do you know what? I pray all girls that get engaged, I know your struggles.
Yeah.
It's hard.
The first one is like a little bit of teeth, then it's full hand, then it's...
Yeah, I think I got engaged and I also had a chin pimple. So you're like, let's try.
So you're like, two birds, one stone. Yeah, literally.
I think we can really make something work here, something pretty magical.
Because you know, like in the like the girly like group chats of your mates, there's always a separate group chat that you're not included. It'll be like, I mean, she's married, but thank God she got locked down. Because that gym pimple was fucking disgusting.
Yeah. Oh my God, pop it, pop it.
Ooh, sorry, I didn't notice the ring over that big shiner.
She's trying to hide it, but that diamond ain't big enough.
And X was like, Prue's lost it. First the comedian thing, now the cheap.
Oh my God.
Lucky that one got away, I tell you that.
Lucky, lock him down. You're punching.
Yeah, that's so funny, mate. Yeah, there was this guy that we're on a film with. Well, the night he was on a film with, and I met him. He came to a gig once. He was a nice fella. But he always just posts networking things.
Oh, yeah.
Like networking.
What do you mean? Know, like meetups?
Yeah, like because he's an actor and shit. And then he slowly just got on the roids and gets bigger and bigger.
There was a
time when Nighty were just doing so many screenshots of this guy with inspirational posts and shit. It was sick.
He was pulling the piss or he was loving it?
No, he was loving it. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, fully going into it. Yeah, like just did an audition and absolutely smashed it. Back in the gym.
It is
just
funny when like you,
that.
Yeah.
That sick. Rules.
I feel like every friend has that one person that you know their phone is just full of screenshots of everything. It's almost like they're the biggest fan and the biggest enemy at the same time.
Yeah.
Because there's
a few who we definitely know and we were speaking about one before. Yeah. Like as soon as you do anything remotely sincere or anything, it's like you know that person's going to send you a DM within 2 minutes.
Yes.
Like you go, oh, yeah, I'm having a nice day or whatever the fuck it is. It'll be like, fucking, or you're doing a gig with that person. You're like, do you have a fucking life? Also, just got a message from the guy who's booking tomorrow.
Yeah.
Can you bring me a Ventolin inhaler?
Dude, I looked it up. It's like the craziest Buschdorf. It had like a lifestyle tent or whatever. And I'm like, is lifestyle like swinging and
shit? Yeah, that's what I assumed immediately.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Man, I didn't realize I was going to get a fuck when I get down there. Let's go now.
I've got to get this guy's Ventolin. I love that he's pre-planning an asthma attack.
Yeah. What's he doing without it today?
Brett and I go down there and we're like, all right, you know, Brett's going to get a fuck.
Yeah. Take me to the lifestyle tent.
Like, what goes on tour stays on tour. I'm a married man, but I'm at a Buschdorf. And then we both there and they're like, all right, so you're in the men's swinging tent.
Yeah.
Like, oh, damn it.
I feel like
it's a win for me.
It'll be a lifestyle tent. You get all excited. It'll be like, oh, it's going to be sucking and fucking. And that's just someone playing the steel drums.
Yeah. Exactly what it's gonna be.
You'll swap drums. Yeah. Oh, God damn it.
Man.
That's fine. Mate, your ring looks fantastic.
Oh, thank you. It was my grandmother's. And so we'll actually propose with a different ring. Did you notice?
No, because you said that when you first got it, you go, I don't know if I like this ring.
Yeah, I didn't like it. It was too big.
Did you get him? So he took it back?
I just still have it. I now have two rings.
Okay.
And I kind of like was like, oh, maybe we could sell it. And then that was like the most offensive thing I could have ever said.
Oh, I hated it.
So now it's kind of...
you were giving me shit because I said on Roadshow, because I said, look, if I'm ever going to get married, I think like diamonds, like, you know, I don't know where they come from. It's probably not good. I said maybe something Australian, like an opal.
And the ugliest fucking...
Exactly.
Man, opals are fucking beautiful. And they're unique and lovely. And Gideon and you just tore shreds off me for like 40 minutes. I'm like, sorry for being fucking unique. And you're like, I'd cut my finger off as opposed to putting one on. And then when you got a ring you didn't like, I was like, yes.
Yeah, but mine was a big fucking diamond, I will say. A lab growing, so didn't exploit any young kids. Right, but an opal, I think you might as well just polish up a river pebble.
Yeah, like, I think it's green. Every opal's different. It's unique. No one's coming with me on this journey. You know what? There's a reason why I'm single and by myself in this house. And I'm going to play Deepwater Horizon. So fuck off.
And look up opals.
Look up opals.
Buy myself a big old opal ring.
God, you know what will get me out of this stress attack? A nice cold beer.
An opal Prince Albert.
So beautiful. Is it green? Is it blue?
Get around this, boys, in the drum circle. Yeah.
Look, I got a Prince Albert. Oh, yuck. Hey, but it's an opal Prince Albert. Oh, all right, I'm back. La, la.
It's unique and beautiful. It's unique. Very Australian. It's very Australian.
That's funny, man, because there's a place that has heaps of opals out near where I'm from called Lightning Ridge.
Yeah.
And, they told us all about the opals.
The opals.
We did this, like, talk and stuff, and they're like, the more red, that means they're worth more money and stuff. And then we walked out and Dad goes to my mum.
Would you want one?
Why don't I buy you an opal, you know? And I'm thinking, look, I don't want to be insensitive or anything. Everyone else thinks the opals are beautiful. Mum goes, no, they're as ugly as hell. And then the whole family was like, "Phew, yeah, that was fucking ugly."
That is
all right. Generational roasting as well.
That's a classic dad to get like carried away by the presentation as well.
You're
like, but we've heard all about how they were mine.
I got my ex, which is probably why she's an ex, opals, because I thought they were green and they had gold in it. I was like, this is beautiful. But apparently not.
You know about this. Oh, sorry, man.
No, I just think an opal is more rock than gem.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then diamonds are all controlled by De Beers or something, right?
Yeah. But I mean, if you don't want to
diamond. I've watched Blood Diamond, I get it.
Go for a ruby, go for a sapphire.
Yeah, I didn't think of that as well. I was like, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Actually, don't do that. I got a green sapphire for my wife and it was fucking impossible to find. I had to get like a 100-year-old ring.
Well, you have to also think about how hard they are. Like some gems are more soft and more likely to kind of crack or break. So there's a lot to think about.
Yeah, it's a lot to think about. There's so much bullshit with jewels.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I don't like it, because it's like, they're just make-up numbers. Oh, this is 20 grand. Like how? It's just it's just carbon. Diamond is just compressed carbon with a different structure. Why am I paying 80 grand?
No. It's like pearls as well. Like
I think pearls are beautiful though.
Pearls are beautiful, but then they go, you know, you can tell that pearls are fake because they're all the same. Yeah, if they're real pearls,
they're a regular,
different size. And you're like, well, why don't you just make the shit ones wonky? You know what I mean? Like,
but I like, the ones that are all the same look nicer, more orderly. But it is, a pearl is essentially the head of a pimple of an oyster.
Oh, really?
It's like once they get an irritant under the skin.
Well, that's how they grow them. They put a bit of sand in there.
And they get like a certain shape.
Yeah, you put a little bit of granular sand in there and they start building on it.
Oh, really?
Apparently. Or a bit of something or a bit of shell.
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy. It's crazy just because people want to look nice. Humanity is weird.
But these poor oysters.
It annoys me because a lot of gay guys now are wearing pearls and I want to wear...
Where's this going?
Where's this going?
I want to wear pearls. I reckon they're cool.
I think you can still...
Dude, I don't think you can pull off pearls.
Yeah, that's it.
It would make the pearl price plummet.
These gay guys have ruined it.
I think if you start...
I want to rock pearls, you know?
If you start, they'll probably stop.
Yeah. That's a safe bet.
In fact, probably women will stop wearing them as well.
Yeah, you'll have your free reign.
Even pearls start spitting out. I always just start spitting out pearls. Like, I don't want to be a part of this.
Have them.
Not for me.
Kappa buy a new house. He got sponsored by Pearls Australia. Why? I've never seen him wear pearls. They're like, exactly. They're like, never wear them again. Yeah.
His bathroom's made of pearls. His toilet's made of pearls. Everything's pearl now.
All right, well, now we're going to go, Brett's going to hand his phone to me. We're going to do the spinning wheel. Brett, is there anything you don't want me to see or whatever?
I mean, who knows? Just go. What?
One time you gave me your phone, and we've never discussed this ever. One time you gave me your phone and I skipped over it because I thought I was going to drive Heave.
Wow.
And it's when you were in a relationship. Full dick pic. And it was disgusting. There was like,
what?
There was like there was like a TV in the background.
Well,
or something
also,
like a TV. I'm like, man, at least get rid of the TV.
I don't know why I know this about Brett as well, but hardwood floors.
hardwood
like floor. A no pube situation.
Yeah, no, yeah. No, yeah, I'm.
But when was this? Yeah.
When was this, Kappa?
It was a while. Might have been last year sometime. I think it might have been when you were last on phone hacks or something. You gave me a phone for something.
Well, you've heard Brett's bit about that. He wanted a bit of a G up.
Yeah. No,
he wants
fine,
the compliment.
Have I got a bit about this?
Yeah, don't you have a bit about girls sharing pics in the group chat?
No.
And getting a yas queen?
Yeah, yeah.
You wouldn't put your full hog in. Just, but it was hilarious. I was like, oh, that's so funny. And I never talked about it with you. I was like, I was like, man, at least have a curtain or something or a cushion in the background.
A cushion?
She just had a fucking TV in the back.
So what was playing? Was it Deepwater Horizon again?
Yeah, man, I think it was something like Terminator 2.
It was Errol.
Oh, my God.
But I haven't sent heaps of dick pics, so I don't know if it's just a photo of someone's dick.
Yeah, it's worse if it's not even Brett's dick.
Yeah.
No, I think it was like, I remember being like, oh, that's cute though. That you're still in a...
Don't say it's cute. That's fucking embarrassing. I remember looking at your dick and going, that's cute.
That's cute though.
That's nice.
Yeah, yeah. Good
for you. You got a little hat on. That's nice.
That's
yeah,
cute. What a cutie.
Get a gentle little dick. Get a little nice little dick.
Non-threatening. Not powerful.
All right, I don't want this rumors to go around about my dick, all right?
I suppose blokes want their dicks to be angry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Look at that angry thing.
I definitely don't think cute. Geez.
Yeah,
well, no one was cute.
So I was sending. Yeah, I must have been sending my partner.
You were sending it to your ex, and I was like, I thought it was not cute. I thought the dick wasn't cute, but I thought it was cute that you were still doing that.
Okay,
like three years in, you know what I mean, or whatever.
There's definitely a point in a relationship where you're going to start getting a roast.
Yeah,
if you send your dick.
Yeah. I've seen old news. Boring.
I think if I sent a dick pic to my wife, she would send me the number for Lifeline.
Back into it.
Yeah. All right, so let's go.
Oh, God, can't believe that.
Yeah. So let's go do a spin. And it's on notes.
Oh,
I think you have to make a voice notes for Brett.
No. I write normal notes.
You write normal notes.
I write normal notes.
Yeah, you can just have a look.
Oh, look at this. He's cringing a bit. Why are you cringing here?
Because I write jokes, but you won't be able to read most of it.
No, read them out. It's in like my weird braille verbatim.
Font. Have to drive past the Round the Twist house. Ah, yes. Okay. Which suck. I'm doing okay, but Bronson picked me up in an Uber. Oh, so Round the Twist, the show.
So
you have to drive past it, and then what, Bronson from Round the Twist picked you up in an Uber.
See, this is why I drunk Brett. So what I think's happened is I'm trying to write a joke about Round the Twist and doing the tour guide operating, and then somehow Bronson's my Uber driver. I don't get it. See?
Yeah, it's this is Morse code.
Yeah.
What I'm reading here. Which suck. I'm doing okay, but Bronson picked me up in Uber. Have you ever felt...
I'm trying to rip on this.
Flat and like shit when have your you wife's in the gutter. Insane.
Okay. That's actually pretty funny. Have you ever felt like shit?
Yeah.
Because I think I actually sing it in the voice. Because I was like, have you ever felt like shit?
Yeah. When Bronson's picking you up.
Are you going round the twist? I think I'm trying to write a joke about that. And then somehow I've put the ending is like Bronson's picking me up in an Uber.
Yeah.
But I don't know. What's the ending of it?
I mean, it seems like a beautiful commentary on the temporary nature of fame.
This is so funny. Yeah, I made that up. It was just slim redhead driving.
Some redhead driving.
How wild is it when you get ab whitey? What's ab whitey?
Let me decode my own.
You've got to interpret.
Yeah. We need an interpreter here. How wild is it when you get, don't even know that, what am I in Brisbane?
Whitey.
Bad boomers who didn't buy houses when they were 20. Okay, so then I go into, this is definitely drunk Brett.
Yeah.
So then I've gone on a tangent and now I'm saying like, how bad is it if you're a boomer and you didn't buy a house in your 20s? This is my second job. And then I just go, and I writ cunt as well. Good on ya. It is cunt who's hiring a dude with boring yarns. Don't know. I think I'm...
It's a mystery to all of us.
Yeah, it's a mystery to me. Yeah. So I want to hear if I've got...
It's so good.
It's a real look into the mind of that genius madman divide.
Yeah.
Oh, that's me, and I think I got Meg. She's got a joke, and she does it into my phone for me.
Oh, fuck. Right. Oh, well, that's funny, Beth.
Stealing some jokes. Hey,
see if there's anything else. See if there's anything else.
In the notes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I got to run in five, so you're almost safe.
I don't have time to decode.
Another full bit.
I don't even know what I write. I can't even read my own writing.
I think the voice notes is the way to go for you, Brett.
Dude, maybe you should get the early flight to Perth, you know? Do some writing in a pub before lunchtime.
Have you tried doing it with a pen that's leaking ink?
Yeah, I'm getting roasted. Oh, fuck.
This one's good. It just says crumb. It just says crumb. That is
maybe
so good.
Maybe it's the chicken, chicken.
Yeah. Oh, you're thinking about those Kievs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what about this one? Difference between an Uber X and Comfort. One of the guys on the phone. The other, he has to be on the phone. Same result, $7 extra. Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
I think, the difference between Uber Comfort and Uber X is the Uber X, the guy doesn't ask you to be on the phone, whereas Comfort, he's like, hey, mate, do you mind if I take this phone call? And you're like, yeah. But whereas Uber X, they're already on their phone and they don't give a fuck about you.
Yeah, okay. I quite like an Uber Comfort because I have been socialized to be polite. So I'm always making small talk the whole way.
Yeah.
And the Uber Comfort, you can have that preference set quite preferred.
Oh, really?
But so you say, I don't want you to talk to me.
Tell all Brisbane boomers that, because I select quiet.
Well, this happened to me too.
And he goes, oh, sorry, mate, you've selected quiet. Then he turns the radio off and starts yarning. I was like, no, the other way, cunt.
That happened to me.
Yeah, it sucks.
You're like, no, this is not the way. Who would want it this way around?
No one wants it. Put Katy Perry back on.
B105, it's the only time I get to listen.
Once I used to sit in the front all the time and I sat in the front.
Whoa. When I see people get into the front, I'm like, are you a fucking psycho? Yeah. I used to drive Uber for like a month, and if anyone got in the front, I'd be like, fuck this.
I wouldn't be able to not make a face. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
Mike kind of like sat me down after it. He goes, did you get in the front of that Uber before? I'm like, yeah, he goes, you're a psychopath.
That's messed up.
I was like, hey, come on, I just want to have a country yarn. Thanks, guys, so much for coming. We got to wind it up. Prue, you're touring around Australia.
Oh, I'm touring.
Around Australia. My Lord. In a Prue-shaped bus.
In a Prue-shaped bus. I'm hitting crazy. The hot spots. Adelaide, Melbourne, Brisbane. Yeah. All the best cities.
Get on that tour bus.
Get on that tour bus. The tour's called Concrete Pigs. It's about cities. It's about life. It's about fun, sex stuff,
comedy,
pissing,
diamond ring. Mainly about pissing.
There's a lot of stuff about pissing.
It's great. Yeah, you're such a great comic. You've been crushing it lately. It's awesome watching you all the time, mate. So make sure you go see Prue in Adelaide and Brisbane and Melbourne, of course.
Of course,
Melbourne. And then Brett and I. When this comes out, which will be tomorrow, our show will be on YouTube, The Wrong Way Round.
Check it out. Whoa. Yes, it's on YouTube. Jump onto the Flatstick account. And I've also got my comedy special out on my own YouTube account. So if you want to watch me do that, it's called Go Hard or Go Home.
Make sure you check both of those out. And, yeah, guys, we got Patreon, $5 a month. Mike just uploaded an episode with him and Elliot Stewart from Newcastle.
Yeah, okay.
Nice.
When they were in Cairns, so make sure you check that out.
Surprisingly ripped guy, Elliot Stewart.
Yeah. He can do a weighted pull-up. That's impossible. Anyway.
Lego must be paying off.
Yeah, he still looks like a nerd.
Yeah.
Thanks everybody who came out to meet Oblong in Adelaide. So fun. All the shows were fun. Thank you. And it's going to be in Melbourne, Sydney and Newcastle. Get around it. All right, guys. Thank you very much. See ya.
See ya.
Bye. Bye.